Hello, everyone. Today's podcast session will be focusing on libraries and pop culture. Who says we're not important? Many people view libraries as a thing of the past, but if we do our research, we'll notice that libraries are becoming more and more important as they help the working and working poor to access information. What I want to focus on specifically is how libraries are not only important in real life, but increasingly so in pop culture. How does society view libraries in pop culture, and what their symbolic meaning can we derive from it? Now let's begin. I have two guest speakers today. One is an expert in sociology. Please say hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And the other is an expert in media and cinematography. Say hello, please.
Howdy.
And they'll be helping us explore this idea a little more in depth. Let's take these, for example. The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. In the book and the films, were books turned into dust because no one reads anymore? Now, this could be symbolic of how there is a growing number of people who haven't read a solid book in years. Now, versus the new adaptation in which an interface answers all questions to anything and everything. I love how this is so symbolic of how we need to integrate old forms of literacy versus new forms of literacy so we can maintain balance, so our society doesn't crumble, just like those books. We can't be too dependent on either, especially now. Now, our expert in media and cinematography, what do you think about pop culture references such as like Ghostbusters and Hogwarts Library and Harry Potter?
Well, if I may, just to go back to your reference to the Time Machine, I think it's important to go back and really consider that, because all science fiction films all have social commentary. And I think when I first saw that when I was a kid, seeing that scientist grabbing those books and just turning into mush and almost crying really reflected on what could happen to the human race if you ignore knowledge, because everybody that he meets, they're complete idiots. They might be beautiful and everything, and they had these rules. They didn't understand why they were following the rules. And that even to top that, they were being led by those Morlocks under the ground. So it was just amazing just to experience seeing that as a kid and having that memorable, unescapable feeling of that time machine.
If I may interject as well, I'd like to comment on that. Like the other guest speaker mentioned, it does have social commentary. Like, for example, today we value more which celebrities are dating who, what pictures they've posted on Instagram instead of what new research has come out, what's happening to our environment, what are the new studies on cancer or HIV/AIDS, or what do we know about gender identity, gender transitioning and hormones, and what brain patterns are, how they're related to our personalities. No one cares about the new research. No one cares about the new published works. What we care about is, in the media, is who's dating who, who's wearing what, who got what done. And that's very sad. That's a deterioration of our civilization. We're rapidly and increasingly becoming the stupidest nation in the world. And what, like you said, no one's read a book in years. That is sad. That is something really to cry about. It is. I mourn the loss of the intellectual. The modern intellectual does not exist anymore.
Wow. May I ask? I know this. I was asking a different question, but this has just become so amazing to discuss that, okay, I need to ask you specifically, what's the last book you've read, you know, coming from a sociological background, you know, and in psychology?
Yeah.
Besides textbooks, what book have you read for pleasure?
For pleasure?
Yeah.
I honestly had to schedule that in for myself.
Wow.
I had to take time off to nourish my curiosity, my personal curiosity, and my soul, really. You know, it takes a toll on you. Research, research, research. But the last book I read before I watched the movies really was the Hunger Games series.
Oh, yeah.
And I sat down and I read all of those books in a matter of like maybe 2 days. I read all the books because I really wanted to watch the movie.
That's awesome. And since we're talking about, you know, dystopias, I wonder if you know, what
they're ever see a library in any of those movies, and I don't see any references to libraries in those books.
Right?
And I wonder, is that a form of oppression of those other states?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that those republics or those districts.
Which is why I'm saying
there's no reference to them going to school either.
Exactly.
Except for the training.
Yeah.
For
and I think that goes to a lot of those popular movies like Insurgent or Divergent or even The Hunger Games. Like, those are very popular, and even The Maze Runner. Other, I really don't think they have anything referencing libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all about...
Or knowledge in general. Just it's a disconnected knowledge.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
More of applied skill. Notice how none of them are doing well, and they're all manual labor, manuals and textiles, and they don't read.
They don't read. And it's kind of sad because...
It's a form of oppression and keeping slave labor,
slave labor
abundant.
Yeah, exactly.
Less you know. I mean, going back to, feudal states and having... serfs and whatnot, don't let them know about movable print.
that's so funny. You're very witty.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's 'cause I read.
You read? Yeah, that's a good thing though. Okay. All right. So that was a pretty good discussion, and that was just from one reference. Now, since it's, I don't know, I guess any of us comic fans here. We have one.
Of course.
Yeah, we got.
I like The Walking Dead.
All right. Okay.
Dark Horse.
John N. Vasquez.
Okay. Anyone like Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we hear a lot about Batman, right?
That's Batman.
Well, what about Batgirl? Barbara Gordon, librarian by day, awesome superhero by night. Now,
I think librarians are awesome superheroes during the day too. I've had more than a couple of librarians save my butt. You know what I mean? When papers are due, I don't know what's what. I can't see straight anymore.
Aww.
Yeah, they saved me. Saved the day.
Well, we're glad to
have
you.
That nickel for the
And I think Barbara Gordon could be the one who put the stamp on that right there.
Yeah. Hey, she brought sexy to librarianship.
Yes,
and
she
broke those gender barriers. Because, I think someone had said, it's not about a rich white male being a superhero, but an educated female doing the same things. And
of course, because knowledge is power. When you know
right.
something, you have information to act upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way of having a character in the comic world to know something is by having their setting in the daytime being the library.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because it's the hub of information. I mean, if you
right.
think about schools, the library is in the center of everything.
It helps that your father is the commissioner.
Oh.
yes, it helps. That definitely helps. But I'm sure having the information hub at your fingertips is even better.
Yeah, in relation to her character.
In relation to her character.
I was
like,
my father's not a commissioner, but.
Or having just the general guts to jump on a bike and Ooh. Take off and beat criminals to a pulp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so true. All right. How many of you all watch Portlandia?
I live.
Oh my gosh, I live for
it's
Portlandia.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's hilarious.
I love the mayor.
It's smart.
It is smart.
That's smart.
It's smart and witty. Now, there was this episode.
And ridiculous.
And relevant.
And relevant, yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of relevancy, there was this episode where they're going to this guy and he asks, what's a library? Is that like a big Kindle? And then it got a huge Twitter following after that and memes generated because of it. And I just thought it was hilarious, coming from a librarian standpoint. About the way libraries are changing.
It's like living inside a Kindle.
It's like living inside a Kindle. Mm-hmm. But it's true. There's a district down here that's been, doing away with textbooks and only doing iPads. But at the same time, I had overheard one of my other, colleagues, so to speak, that she said some kid came to her library and said, wow, finally, a place with real books. And not, just a tablet. Now, unfortunately, we're running out of time. But is there anything else you want to add in these last 30 seconds?
Just that it's not the end of references to the library in general at all in the media. It's something that we're going to continue seeing for a long, long time.
I think that we need to remember, something important we need to remember is that books used to be only for the privileged and the wealthy. And they used to be a form of art. And I'd like to just emphasize that they still are art.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your input and stay tuned for another awesome podcast. Thank you.